I think for a reason that will become obvious. The Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, Tfilas HaShachar, so it says, you know, what the time frame is for each different tefillah. It says, Tfilas HaErev Ein LaKeva. Because the first Tfilas HaShachar is for the first quarter of the day, or maybe until Chatzos. Tfilas Mincha is until nightfall. And Tfilas Arvus Ein LaKeva. Right? So what does Tfilas Arvus Ein LaKeva mean?
No set time period.
That's what it means. The Gemara says, "My Ein LaKeva, Ilema di by matzli kula leilya. You can daven marv all night, listening to us erev kol alayna. Ela my Ein LaKeva kemanda amar Tfilas Arvus Rishus." It uses the term Ein LaKeva to tell you that Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. And all of a sudden, we're going to find a whole big machlokas whether Tfilas Arvus is Rishus or is Chova. Now, I want to point something out. Tfilas Arvus Ein LaKeva means that there's no specific time frame and you can daven marav all night. That's the halacha, that's what it means. What the Gemara asks is, why does it use this strange terminology of Ein LaKeva? Apparently it's to teach us something else as well. Ein LaKeva also is a reference to the fact that Tfilas Arvus is Rishus, and maybe for that reason there's no specific time frame, but it doesn't mean that the Mishnah doesn't mean what the Mishnah says. What the Mishnah says is there's no time frame. That's the context of the entire Mishnah. Shachrus is till this hour, and Mincha is till that hour, and Tfilas Arvus Ein LaKeva, that's what it means. But the question is, why did it use this term to teach us another gig? And now what we have is a fascinating machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. And it's a machlokas that comes in the wake of a lot of different machlokas in between Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel. By the way, this was one of the major crises that existed at the time of the Tanakh, at this particular period. There were a few major crises. There was a big machlokas between Rabbi Lezer, between the Tanayim, with the whole Lo Shamayim Him, which Rabbi Lezer was put into Cherem. And one of the other big crises is this particular story. Tan Rabbanan. Maaseh b'talmud echad sheba lefnei Rabbi Yoshua amar lo tefilas arvus rishus chova. Yes, Rabbi Yoshua, tefilas arvus is rishus chova. Amar lo rishus, he said it's rishus. Ba lefnei Rabbi Gamliel amar lo tefilas arvus rishus chova. Yes, the same question. Amar lo chova, he says a chova. So he had the opposite answer. Amar lo b'halo Rabbi Yoshua amar li rishus. This Talmud, you know, made trouble. He said, ah, Rabbi Yoshua says rishus. He said, okay, listen, everybody comes from the Beis Medrash, you'll ask the question. So he got up and said, Tfilas Arvus Rishus Chova. Is there anybody that argues on this that Tfilas Arvus is Chova? Rabbi Yeshua said, no, we all agree. Amar lo, so Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, "Halo mishimcha amru lo rishus." Amar le Yeshua, "Amar araglecha v'yaidu b'cha." Stand up, and we'll bring witness against you, testify against you. Amar Rabbi Yeshua araglev amar, "Elmali ani chay v'hu meis, yachla chay lachish as hameis." If I would be alive and you'd be dead, I can deny it. V'achshav shani chay v'hu chay heich yachla chay lachish as hachay. How can I deny it? Hayram Gamliel yoshei v'doresh. Rabbi Yeshua omeir aglav. Rabbi Gamliel was torturing Rabbi Yeshua. He made him stand up and listen to all his drushes while he was sitting down. Ad sherinu kala am va'amilu chuspus haturgaman amo va'amad. Right, until everybody got all upset because this was ridiculous what was going on here, and they told chuspus haturgaman and chuspus told him when he was finished, told Rabbi Gamliel stop it. So he stopped. Okay, that's the story. Okay, a very very strange story. Okay. Before discussing, you know, the issue at hand, why was this question of Tfilas Arvus Chova or just the focal point of this argument among the Tanaim? It seems to be a trivial issue. You know, there are a lot of different stories of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Yeshua didn't agree to the Yom Kippur of Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel made him come on Yom Kippur with his sako with Tarmilo, and he met Rabbi Kiva on the way, and Rabbi Kiva said, don't worry, Rabbi Gamliel is the Beis Din, and it's the right day. There are a lot of stories between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And this is the critical one. This is where everything broke. The continuation of the story is they decided to fire Rabbi Gamliel as the Nasi, And they burn Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We say in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Haggadah, Harei ani kiven shivim shana. Why? What does it mean, Harei ani kiven shivim shana? He was 70 years old, but he, all of a sudden he looked, you know, his beard became white. You know, because he was, you know, Hatel himself, no, because he, in order to command respect, so he had to look like an older person. So there was an ace and he looked like an older person. Right? That's what it says, Harei ani kiven shivim shana. So in other words, this was a, this, at this point, Rav Gamliel was demoted. He was, he had to step down as being Nasi. And you know, this was a big, almost a revolution. This was revolutionary. I mean, Rav Gamliel was the house of the Nasi, coming from Hillel HaZaki, and they fired him, and they made somebody else the Nasi. And what I would like to discuss is Tfilas Arvis, because I want to talk about Tfilas Arvis, and maybe in the wake of our discussion, maybe we'll have an appreciation of what was, you know, so critical about this question. What I want to do is go back to the root of Tfilah. The Rambam writes that Tfilah is a mitzvah sasim in HaTorah. It's a Rambam that we saw a number of different times in Sholesh He, in mitzvah sasei He, in the Sefer Mitzvos. He shetzivanu l'ovdo v'chafal nechpal tzivoy zeh pa'amim v'amro v'avaritim et Hashem Elokechem v'amru v'oto ta'avodu v'amar v'oto ta'avod u'l'ovdo. And he brings the sifrei that l'ovdo v'chalvavchem zot tefila. What does la'avod mean? Somebody have to translate la'avod. What does that mean?
Serve.
To serve. To serve, to worship. Tefila is worship of the heart. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to be Oved Hashem, and one of the ways of being Oved Hashem and concentrate is by davening. That's how we worship God. Okay? The Ramban, when he argues, and he talks about the Sefrei that says, he says, maybe it's an Asmachta, and if it's not an Asmachta, it's referring to what we already saw, the mitzvah of Chatzotzos. We point out the mitzvah of Chatzotzos is the mitzvah of screaming out and saying Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Slichos. And this is the source, the Ramban, we saw the Ramban in a few places. How is the Ramban interpreting the mitzvah of tefillah? Where is the Ramban? How is he interpreting the mitzvah of tefillah? When it says ula of do, what is the, how is the Ramban interpreting? Or I should say reinterpreting.
You should serve Hashem.
What? Is that, does it say to worship God?
At times of crisis,
that we turn to God like a servant who turns to his master. In other words, it's not an act of worship, but it's an act, not an act of service, an act of worship. We're not doing it as a way to serve God, but we do it as an act of dependence. It's a statement of dependence. I need God. And when you're in need, the person you turn to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esayeinu Elohim Ve'ani Levozi Ezuni Hashem. So the Ramban is aware that the Rambam is working off the Lashon Ula Avdo B'cholavavkin, it's Avodah Shevalev, and it's worship, it's service, a way of serving God. And the Ramban is taking that word Ula Avdo and twisting it around, as opposed to being an act of service, it's an act, it expresses dependence, like an Eved who turns to his master for help. Okay? So you see how the Ramban is switching this around?
So does the Ramban think there's not a mitzvah to say a davening every day?
Absolutely, he's explicit about that. According to Ramban,
it's a minhag.
What?
So what we do every day is a minhag?
No, it's a drabana. And he brings a lot of rice to that. He brings a lot of gemaras that say that feels drabana and kriya shma is daraisa. And the answer to all those questions is going to be that tefillah three times a day in the nusach that we say it is Rabbanan, but davening once a day according to the Rambam is daraisa. But the Rambam brings a lot of gemaras in order to try to disprove this Rambam. Again, none of the arguments are convincing, but there are a lot of gemaras that can be read as referring to tefillah as Rabbanan. There are a lot of gemaras that say explicitly that tefillah is Rabbanan. So the Ramban certainly has a platform to base himself upon. The Rambam's counterclaim is that the idea of tefillah is daraisa what you say and how you say it, how many times you say it, that's all drabanan. But to say, you know, in some personal lashon to daven, that's a mitzvah that you have to do once a day. Okay. What I'm trying to point out is that the Ramban, by looking at the source of tefillah as being chatzosos, and saying therefore when Rabbanan extended and say daven every day, he's looking at tefillah as being an act of expressing man's dependence upon God, and you daven out of need, and it could be that with Rabbanan we say, you know what, we need things every day, so let's daven every day. But the type of tefillah that Ramban has is an extension of the mitzvah of chatzotzos. And that's one of the reasons I began this whole series with the idea of chatzotzos. In other words, we need things. The person that we have to turn to, the person, the being that we have to turn to, being, I don't know if it's called being, we have to turn to God. As you know, we are totally dependent on God. If we need something, we turn to God. So midoraisa, it's at times of need. Midrabbanan, every day is a time of need. But basically, the idea of davening is turning to God out of sense of need. Take a look at the Ramban in source number 5. I'll skip source number 4 for a second. V'nei l'da'ato, he's referring to the fact that the Rambam, and again in Shorash Aleph, the Rambam writes that we don't count this as standard Rambam. The Rambam says, but the Rambam happens to count tefillah, and tefillah is drabbanan. So l'da'ato tzarch shenefayish denomar shenetztav Yisrael espalo l'kosh baruch hu v'sheivakshu mimenu levado yit'alemish alotam v'yapil l'fanav tachanutam ve'etzarotam tzarcham v'yupam kolachan v'char kifit tzarchav shom v'chach v'tor. When the Ramban is reinterpreting what the Rambam means when he says the mitzvah of tefillah is every day, the Ramban makes it into what? Into tachanun, into crying out of need and saying, God, please fill my needs. You know, what Ramban is doing is looking at tefillah as turning to God to fill our needs. Tefillah is basically need, is a need-based act. You need something from God, you daven. Right? We daven every day, apparently we need things every day, or some kind of a takara. We need things 3 times a day, we daven 3 times a day. But basically the idea of davening is extending the idea of crying out to God in times of need. Right? But let's take a look at, you know, if I said the Rambam is working off the idea of worship, of service, let's take a look at a Gemara in Brachos. The Chafav and Beis, the Gemara that precedes the question of Ein Lakeva. Yeah.
The Rambam being inherently against a codified specific general tefillah, which everyone does, and a more general specific tefillah.
We'll get there. Okay. Itma, Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina Amar, Tefilos Avos Tikkun. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Tefilos can I get Tvidim Tikkun. There's a machlokes, a big machlokes, whether the 3 tefilos are patterned after the Avos or the 3 tefilos are patterned after the Karbanos. Okay? Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinina, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yosef, Chanina, Avram Tikkun Tefilos, Shach, Rishna, Mabay, Ashkenaz, Avram, Aboker. Ein Amida Ela Tefila. Okay, we're going to get back, when we talk to Tefilos Shachas, we'll get back to this pasuk. Yitzchak tikein tefilas mincha, shema vayitze Yitzchak vasuach pasadeh. Yaakov tikein tefilas aris. Okay, so that's, and if it's negative to meet him, so tefilas shachris is the kovim shal tamid shal shachar, and mincha is the tamid shal bin abayim, and aris is the evarim upadarim that they put on the mizbech. Okay. Let me take for a second, we'll get to the tefilas keneged avos in the subsequent shiur. If I say tefilas keneged tmidim, right? We daven parallel to the mikdash. What do we do in the mikdash when we bring the carbon tamid? Are we crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or are we serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it worship?
Worship.
It's worship, it's avodah. Right? What, well, we say for avodah in the Rambam. What's say for avodah in the Rambam? Karbanos. The tamid, you know, there are kabbalas that you bring out in the sense of need, but the tamid that you bring day in day out is a constant sense of worship. That every day, you know, twice a day we worship God. We bring a carbon tamid. The idea of tefilas keneged tmidim seems to be a support of the Rambam's idea that we're davening not out of need, but we're davening in a way that's our way of worshiping God. Right? Let me ask you a question. Is the quintessential part of tefillah the tachanunim in the middle where we ask God for things? What about the first three brachos, which are shevach, the last three brachos, which are hodah? I mean, in the Ramban, I would say that basically the shevach is simply an introduction in order to allow us to ask God for things. And at the end, we say thank you. But the quintessential tefillah is the middle section where we ask things from God. But according to the Rambam, that tefillah is worship. I'm not so sure that that's true. We daven three times on Shabbos also, four times on Shabbos. Tefillah on Shabbos doesn't have bakashos or tachanun. So, what I think is that what we have here is two different ideas of tefillah. One which is an extension of tefillah be'es tzara, which is need-based, which is crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us our needs. And the other, it's a way in which man serves God. How are we supposed to serve God? What are we supposed to give God? God doesn't need anything that we have. We express the fact that we are His servants by praying to Him. That's one of the ways that God is infinite. He doesn't need anything. How can we serve Him? So in the Beis HaMikdash, we serve Him karbanos, and that's also a philosophical question. But we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so how does an individual serve God? You serve God by prayer. It's an act of worship. It's not. We do it to serve God. We don't do it because we have to get anything out of it. A bakasha basically is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill our needs. Serving God is an opportunity that we have to worship God. The whole direction is a different direction. When you ask God for something, the arrow is pointing towards you. When you try to worship God, the arrow is pointing from you towards God. It's a totally different direction. The tefillah of the Rambam and the tefillah of the Ramban are going in opposite directions. Okay, let's get to the point of a set standard tefillah, which you mentioned before. I think the mission here is fascinating. Source number 6. Ram Gamliel Omer. V'chol yom v'yom mispalo adam shmona esrei. Rabbi Yeshua omer me'ein shmona esrei. Rabbi Akiva omer im shkurat tefilas v'fiv mispalo shmona esrei v'im lav me'ein shmona esrei. So the question is, do you daven shmona esrei? Do you daven a shortened version, like a havineinu, which is me'ein shmona esrei? But basically every day, three times a day, you're saying more or less the exact same words. And then Rabbi Kira says, in Shkrab, it feels like the figure you say Shmona Esrei. If not, you say the ancient Esrei. They didn't have Sidurim, so okay. Either you say the long version or the shortened version. But every day, the exact same words. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'ose Tfilaso Keba, Ein Tfilaso Tachanuni. That if you make your Tfilah Keba, Ein Tfilaso Tachanuni, and if you ask me, Rabbi Eliezer is all of a sudden taking the whole mission, saying the exact opposite of what Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva talked about some kind of a standard tefillah, and that you say, that's a constant, you say it three times a day, and Rabbi Eliezer comes along and says, if you make it keva, then it doesn't have that personal sense of tachanunik. It should be something subjective, it should be, I would say, needs-based, it should be crying out to God. If you would ask me, I would say Rabbi Eliezer is like the Ramban and Rabbi Gamliel is like the Rambam, if you would ask me. Of course, that would be a little bit anachronistic. But, if you talk about the roots of what tefillah is, the idea of tefillah, which is keva, is davening out of a sense of worship and obligation. So you don't daven because you need something, and therefore it doesn't have to be personalized. You daven when they brought the carbon tamid. What's typical about the carbon tamid?
It's tamid.
What's true about the Kavod Tamid is that it's Tamid. As opposed to Musafim, which is different. Musafim, on special days, you do something different. But the Tamid is, there's a famous Maral quotes that maybe said, Zeh Klal God of the Torah, Keves Achat Taseh Rabokim, and Keves Achat Taseh Bin Harvai. Right? In other words, that Tamid, that everyday, that routine, is that's the basis. You need a certain routine. You need a routine to break out of on occasion, but you need that routine. And that routine of a karban tamid, that's the basis of what our our religious experience is based on. That we do things that are constant. There's a certain constant. Right? And that sense of constancy, of consistency, of every day doing the exact same thing, that's what makes the worship so powerful, that every day I worship God, no matter what. I'm not going to wake up one day and say, you know what, today I'm tired, I'm not going to get up and daven. Every day you daven. And the fact that you do it every day shows a sense of dedication and commitment. And shows that you're an Oved Hashem. So the fact that it repeats is an expression of the depth of being Oved Hashem. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, what are you talking about? Your tefillah can't be tachanunim if you're going to be saying the exact same words. It's going to become routine, it's going to become rote. I mean, who davened with real kavanah today by mincha? Raise your hand. I wasn't expecting to be that bad. Okay. Actually, I was. But that was my point. Now, if you would have had to think before davened, like mincha, you know, an hour before davened, like chassidim be shown and say, what do I really need today? Then you would have had kavanah. Right? So Rabbi Lezer is saying that if your tefillah is kefa, ain't tefillah so tachanun. So there's tension in the Mishnah. Now take a look what the Gemara does. What the Gemara does is so beautiful and so brilliant, right? What the Gemara does is as follows: Rabbi Lezer Omer haoset tefillah so kefa. My kefa, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rabbi Oshia Kol she tefillah so domel of kemasoi. Right? If you're doing it out of a sense of
burden,
right? Now, when you have an obligation, it's always a burden. It's not something that you want to do, it's something that you feel that you're obligated to do. You know, Ram Gamliel is saying, yes, it's a burden. You're davening because it's an obligation. Rabban Ami Komi She'ino, right? So, Rabban says, you know, at least don't make it feel like a burden. Rabban Ami Komi She'ino Om Rab Loshem Tachamini. Rabban Rav Yosef, the Ami Tavai, Kol She'en Yachol L'Charish Badova. You should be able to maybe add something, and Shmakolenu add something, and Rafa'enu add something, and Elokai Nesor say something. You know, try to add something. Now, basically, what the Gemara is doing is taking the Shmona Esrei Brachos, the standard Brachos, and trying to find ways of making a little bit more
personal.
What?
Personal.
Something more meaningful. What the Gemara is trying to do, if you ask me, you know, again, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, they're all one side of the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Gamliel controversy, which was, as I said, another controversy by Tarash Shalachnai, and they all put Rabbi Lezer in Cheirin. Now, Rabbi Lezer was from the school of Shama. But what you have over here is that the Gemara is trying, it adopts, yes, we have a standard field, we have a sitter, we have Shmona Esrei Brachos, let's try to make it a little bit, let's try to bring Rabbi Lezer in. It doesn't look at Rabbi Lezer as arguing on Ram Gamliel. It looks at, let's take Rabbi Lezer and try to improve our tefillah by adding something subjective and personal to it. Let's try to add a little bit of, you know, value and meaning to our tefillah. Okay, that's what the Gemara is trying to do. Let's try to be mechadish badavar. Let's take a look at another option. then it's great. Amr Rav Zera, Ani yechilu lechadish badavar u'mistafinu dim matridna. I could have done that. I could have added something, but I was afraid I might have messed up a word. So let me go back to the standard tefillah. What you have here is a back and forth. To what extent should you be adding things? To what extent should you, you know, just stick to the standard? Abai barabin verbechanina barabin dam tabayu kol shem ispalim dum dumichama. You know what? Davin vatikin. Davin vatikin, you know, at the break of dawn, you know, then you'll find a little bit of an extra. Right? It won't be just a standard tefillah. Get up tomorrow morning, vatikin, and you know, you'll feel something special. Okay. So what the Gemara is trying to do, as I said, is it accepts the halacha. The halacha is that we say Shmona Esrei Brachos, the standard tefillah. We have the sitter, Anshei Tzedek Hagnol Mu'amitakein. According to the Rambam, before Anshei Tzedek Gdola, people would say a personal tefillah when, you know, the Chorban occurred. So if there wouldn't have been a standard, you know, sitter, people would have stopped davening, therefore the sitter had to be tefillah. Right? The idea of the sitter is totally contrary to the idea of tefillah. Rav Gamliel says no. You should be saying Shmona Esrei Kol Yom. But Rav Lezer says it creates a big problem over here. Because all of a sudden there's that, you lack that sense of of crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in time of need, because you're just saying words. It becomes lip service as opposed to service of the heart. So, and the Gemara, what the Gemara tries to do is take our standard siddur and add, you know, a little bit of juice to what we do. I recall that, you know, years back, there was a panel discussion on tefillah, and among Jewish educators, and how can we improve tefillah in the schools. And one educator from another educator got up and said how terrible tefillah in the schools are, and people are davening, they have no kavana, and what should we do to improve it, and let's sing this, and let's do that, and all kinds of these ideas. And I was getting more upset and more upset and more upset as time went on. And you know, I grew up in not a very frum neighborhood, Bensonhurst. You know, it's, then it was full of Italians, now it's full of Asians. Not a very frum neighborhood. And I used to go out with people that I knew very, very little. They didn't know very much, but they came to daven every single day. They came to daven every single day. I mean, I remember once the questions they would ask the rabbi were totally ridiculous and absurd. They didn't know anything, but they came to daven every single day. And I would imagine they didn't really know what the siddur meant. And they were Ovdei Hashem. They didn't miss a single day of davening. And I told this whole group of educators, I don't know, you know, is that not Avodas Hashem? People that, you know, every single day they were old, they were weak, and they wouldn't miss. My grandfather, he didn't know, he wasn't educated, he didn't know what the siddur meant, and he opened up the shul every single day. Basically, until he was too sick and he couldn't do it anymore, every single day he would open up the shul. And, you know, that was an act of worship. It was an act of total commitment to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to mitzvahs and to Torah. And they wouldn't miss a single day. You know, I sometimes wake up late. They didn't miss a single day. You know, of course there were people that came only when they had to say Kodesh, but then there were people that every single day came and they didn't know instead of word that they were saying. And they were Ovdei Hashem. I said, don't be mezalzel on people that are Ovdei Hashem, that come and daven constantly, one day after another, every single day, never miss a davening in their lives, and don't even know what they're saying. Because that's the series of Avodas Hashem. And halavai, I should be Ovdei Hashem like them. And that idea of davening out of a sense of commitment, because this is Avodas Hashem, that's the way we worship God, they understood very, very strongly, even though they didn't understand a single word. Of course, that doesn't mean we should suffice with that. We should also try to understand, and we should also try to add tachanunim as well. Right? That should be the idea. But at least what I try to instill in them is that don't make, you know, if we succeed in instilling in our talmidim that you daven every single day, you know, that's also important. Halavai, we should succeed in that. And don't start making fun of their davening as if it's worthless. Because what's going to keep them davening is the fact that they see that their parents davening and their grandparents davening, and if you begin to give the message that the davening of their parents and grandparents is worthless because they don't understand what they're talking about, then you're destroying, you're not creating. So if that parenthetical little remark, let's get back to what we're up to. There's a. Let me give you a case in point. You know, I know I'm going to have a little bit of trouble with this, but let me give you an example of how formal the mitzvah of tefillah is. If you didn't daven shachris in the morning, you forgot, so you daven mincha twice. Now, what does daven mincha twice, one after the other, mean if you talk about tachanun? If you talk about a chovas ha-tefillah as avodas Hashem, it makes sense. If you talk about tachanunim, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. There is a tefillah, which is tachanunim, which is not based on obligation, and that's what we call a tefillah snedava. We say halavai shisfal adam kol yom tamid. You could add extra tefillahs. But just like you have a carbon tamid, which are carbon os chova, there's also idea of tefillas nedava. You can have a tefillas nedava. Tefillas nedava is a tefillah which is because all of a sudden I need something. Source number 8. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Haya Omer B'Tfilah V'Nizkar She Esparel Posek Afilu B'Amtsa Bracha. If you were in middle, if you went to shul, you davened mincha early, and then you forgot, and you came to shul and you started davening mincha again, so you have to stop even in the middle of a bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, the same person says, Esparel V'Nichas Beis Haknesses Umatza Shib Tibo Shem Esparelim Im Yachol Lechadish B'Davar Yachsov Yisparel V'Mlava Yachsov. If you can mechadish a davar, you can daven again. What kind of tefillah is that? Tefillah nedava, right? If we recall, tefillah tachanunim, one of the suggestions was, if you can mechadish a davar, it's a tefillah tachanunim, right? That was one of the suggestions. If you can mechadish a davar, it's a tefillah tachanunim. So, tefillah tachanunim basically is a tefillah nedava. Aside from the standard chova, you can't, if you're ready with mispal shachos, you can't mispal shachos again. You did it already. But if you need something, then you can add a tefillas nedava. Now, tefillas nedava and tefillas chova are opposites. Because if you start davening, you think you have to daven mincha, you have to stop in the middle of a bracha. You can't say, you know what, I'm going to be mecharish davar and shomer tefillah. You can't. Because you started davening as a tefillas chova, not as a tefillas nedava. If you begin the tefillas as a tefillas nedava, then you can continue. But if you began as a tefillas chova, you must stop. You can't say all of a sudden, no, I'm mecharish b'davar. You can't change it. Tefillas nedava and tefillas chova are opposites. Because tefillas chova is an act of worship, tefillas nedava is tachanun.
Are we not concerned for bracha levatala?
Why?
Is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Shmuel, is he not concerned for bracha levatala?
Not if it's not tefillas nedava.
No, it's not.
Tefillas nedava is not a bracha levatala.
Exactly the same thing again.
It's not a bracha levatala. Right. As long as you mechadesh nedava, as long as you say I'm going to daven because I need something. I found out somebody sick. I have to say something to Rafa'enu. So you're able to say the whole tefillah in order for that Rafa'enu. Is that tefillah tachanuni?
On occasion, there are certain tunes which cause the kal to repeat phrases in tefillah. Can you be talking beforehand that any repetitious phrase would be a tefillah nedava and it would be much for you to repeat the phrases, or is that pulling hairs?
It sounds like pulling hairs, but I can't think of it. I guess it depends also what phrases you're talking about, but it sounds like pulling hairs. Tefillah nedava doesn't allow you to repeat words either. It just allows you to daven again. Now, what I want to show you is a very, very interesting Rambam in source number 10. And with that, we'll end. Mishin is topic lo mispal and lo spal, eno chos mispal, and lakein mispal tefillah zo al das yitinadava. Shem ratza yachid mispal kol ayom tefillah davi mispal. Right? That's the Rabbi Yochanan, lo vayish mispal adam kol ayom kuyo. So if you're not sure if you daven or not, you know what I said? No, I'll daven on tefillah davi. That you can do. Mishaya haya omer b'tfilah v'nizkash ekfaris palel posek v'afilu be'emtza bracha. Right, that's what we saw in Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. V'im haysa tfilas arvis eino posek shelo ispalo sa b'tchila el adas she'eno chova. And the Rabbi says ein kan nachas ruach. Right? How do we paskin? We paskin, Rambam writes in source number 9, we paskin tfilas arvis rishus, like Rabbi Yoshua. However, the Rambam writes, I shouldn't have skipped this Rambam. The kiblu aleim ketfilas chova. Okay, the afal pi kein na gukai so b'chol mekos mashal sem mispal arvis the kiblu aleim ketfilas chova. They are makabel tfilas arvis as a tfilas chova. Okay, what the Rambam writes is that even though we makabel tfilas arvis as a tfilas chova, right? Nevertheless. Right, so most people call it tefillas chova. So, is it obligation or is it not obligation? We just say, okay, so now we're obligated to do it. The minhag is that we have to daven maariv. You're not allowed to skip maariv simply because it's rishus. You must daven maariv. You never heard anybody say, "Oh, obviously it's rishus. If I don't want to, I won't." The minhag is, and the minhag is machai that you must daven every night. Now, if the only difference between chova and rishus, well, whether you have to or don't have to, then nowadays we have to. It should be totally a chova. Well, what the Rambam writes is, even though we have to daven every night, nevertheless we look at it as a tefillas nedava, because it's rishus. What is that? Okay, so I want to go back to the first Gemara that we started with. Tefillas arvis ein la keva. And remember I pointed out the word in lakeva is interesting. It means it has no time frame, but the fact that they use that particular word means that not only has no time frame, but it also has kashus. Now when we go to our Mishnah on Chav Chesmer days, what did Rabbi Yosef say? Kol she'oset filaso keva ein filaso tachanun. What did keva mean there?
Fixed.
What?
Routine.
Routine as opposed to tachanun. Right? Eima keva means when you're davening as a chova, you're davening out of obligation. When, if I say tefilas arvus is reshus, then basically, even though I daven every night, and that's the minhag, nevertheless, tefilas arvus is exceptional. Because tefilas arvus is coming not out of a sense of obligation, but as a sense of tachanunim. What is night metaphorically?
Darkness, uncertainty.
Uncertainty, darkness, galus, Yaakov fights with the malach all night until Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is Shachin Ki Alah HaShachar, right? What's Alos HaShachar? Alos HaShachar is symbolic of the Geula. The night is symbolic of what? Of galus, of uncertainty, of suffering, of what is the tefillah of Arvus that they were mitakev? When we talk about the Keneged Tmidim, there's a Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. Why do we have Tfilas Arvus? Is there a covenant we have at night? No, there's no covenant at night. But overnight, you know, we still put the Evarim that we had in the day, we still put on the Mizbeach. There's no Korban at night. I'm not going to go into it now, but I think the Tfilah of Yaakov was different than the Tfilah of Arvus and Yitzhak as well. It was the Tfilah of Arvus that we say it's Rishus means that it's different than Shachris and Mincha, insofar as you're davening not because you have to, but because you want to. That's what Tfilas Arvus Rishus means. So we say Tfilas Arvus Ein Lakeva. Chazal understood Ein Lakeva doesn't mean in a time frame, because they knew the Mishnah. Kol Ha'osa Tfilas Al Keva Ein Tfilas Al Tachanunim. That use of the word Keva, which refers to no specific time frame, also is associated with something which is an obligation, which is a constant, which is an act of commitment. So we say Tfilas Arvus Ein Lakeva. When you say it means a shus, it doesn't only mean you don't have to, or you do have to, it also means that it's not something which is an obligation, an act of commitment, but it's something which you daven out of need. You go into the night, night is uncertainty, we wake up in the morning, right? We say hamapio. The tefillah at night is a tefillah of shus, which means a tefillah of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us. Right? We'll see later on in Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis we end Nashkiveinu, right? Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. We don't have that in the morning. There's a whole tefillah that we have at night is different than the tefillah we have in the morning. It could be we'll have another share about that ever later day. So what does the Rambam write? The Rambam writes that if you start in Arvus, even though we have a minute to dive in Arvus every day, but tefillas Arvus is what? It's basically in terms of the chefs of the tefillas, the tefillas Nedava. It's a tefillah that you daven out of need, not out of obligation. So even though we say daven that tefillah out of need every night, that's our minhag. But you're davening a tefillah of reshus every night, a tefillah of nedava every night. And therefore, if you came to shul, you already davened ma'ariv, and you started ma'ariv again, you continue. Because basically, what? It's a tefillah for reshus, it's a tefillah nedava, it's a tefillah which you're davening because you need to daven, not because you have to daven. So, the reason that I chose Tfilas Arvus this year, because Tfilas Arvus really is, you know, is a way of describing the two different souls of tefillah. Till now, we're talking about tefillah as a sense of crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of times of need coming from chatzotzos. We talked about tannis, which is, you know, classic need, and therefore it's the yom of tefillah. And also, what we want to do today is to talk about tefillah every day, which is an act of worship, service, commitment, obligation, doing it out of a sense of chova. What you have here is that Arvus, you know, other tefillos might be chova, but Arvus is reshus, which doesn't mean only I have to or don't have to. It means the whole idea of the tefillah is different. Okay, now let's take a look at source number one, the end of source number one. I say, why does this become such a critical issue? Rav Gamliel and Rishua, this argument whether it feels Arvus chova reshus, because of that, Rav Gamliel was kicked out of the Nesius. Why is it such an important issue? So at the end of that story, it says as follows: Amram Gamliel, Paul the Haki Havi, Ezel Vafaisa, Rabbi Yeshua, after he was demoted, so he said, you know what, I'm going to go to Rabbi Yeshua's house and I'm going to ask him for forgiveness. He saw the walls of his house were black. He says, oh, now I know what you do for a living. You are a silversmith, and that's why your walls are black. If these are the leaders, then we're in a bad situation. You have no idea what's going on. Right? This is at the time of the Churban. Rav Gamliel was the Nasi. He had wealth. He had no idea of what Sara people were going through. He had no idea that there was a need to daven out of a sense of need rather than out of a sense of worship. Rav Gamliel, you know, was somebody who didn't need anything. So he felt that davening 3 times a day out of a sense of commitment to worship Avodas Hashem and to daven because you need something, he looked at that with disdain. We daven to God because we want to worship God. We don't cry out to God as paupers. We're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call him out as king, as melech, and we worship him as servants worship a king. And Rabbi Yeshua said, you're not living in this world. You don't know what's going on. If you think that my walls are black because I'm a metalsmith, you just don't understand what's going on. We're living in poverty. We need things. And we need a tefillah once a day in which we can call out and scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us what we need. So I think this argument between Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua was a much deeper argument in terms of questions of leadership and questions of relationship between leaders and between people. And it wasn't only a question of whether Tfilas Arvus is korban or shus. And that's what we see at the end of the story. So whether that's true or not true, I think it's I think what we said about Tfilas Arvus is certainly important, and really what we've developed today is the two different pillars upon which all tefillah is founded. The tefillah of crying out in terms of need, and the other pillar in terms of an act of Avodas Hashem, worshiping the Kadosh Baruch Hu through davening, which the Rambam is very explicit regarding. Okay, Rabbosai.